Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. Yeah. It's Butter Babe.
Hey, yo, this is the mayor. But I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Give it the program.
GQ Palace Radio.
Muted. We will have to mute you. So,
mute button.
But we have Grown and Sexy Topics over here. We encourage our internet listeners, which we have a very broad fan base on the internet, to call in to the number, and it's 646-200-3838. Press the one to go on live, then speak with the divas on live, or you could just sit back and listen on the phone as well. We appreciate everybody calling in. You know, we take everybody serious on here, whatever. So, but we like to have a good time over here at the GQ Palace Radio with your Diva Squad.
Ooh.
I'd like to give a shout out to everybody who's celebrating birthdays. This is Aquarius season, so shout out to all the Aquariuses out there, everybody. My son's grandmother celebrating her birthday. She turned 70 today. Happy birthday to Miss Florida Millie. And everybody else, anybody else who's out there celebrating.
Happy birthday.
You still got to get that karaoke popping, Rach. T, I know you're listening. T is in the building. You won't hear her much, but she is in the building. I know you. We got to get that karaoke popping. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to call it an amateur night. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to have a Diva Squad amateur night one night. Call in.
Yep,
everybody
yep.
Give us their best vocals. That might not be a good thing, though, because I love the mic now. Karaoke every weekend if I can.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, Diva.
They're going to be like, somebody cut her mic, please.
Dang,
cut her
she's long-winded and she's
long-winded. Oh, my gosh. How has your week been, Rachel?
All right, I cannot complain. I must say I've had a restful week. I've rested well. Had a doctor's visit the other day. He gave me a whole big lecture. Made me feel like a little kid. But but he put me on my toes. He put me on my toes, and you know, made me rethink about my health, because I've been letting it slide lately, and been eating and eating and eating and not drinking the proper things. So, but with that being said, a little bit of advice to those of us who are major green tea drinkers. I could live off of green tea.
I know.
Moment for the Diva Squad. Green tea, as good as they say it is, and it's supposed to be, and it is, it's delicious. I can live off of it. But it's not good for, it's not that good to be addicted and drinking it all day, every day, which is what I was doing. So, me thinking, I don't drink soda, I don't drink coffee, I don't drink regular tea, but I was indulging in green tea, which is not good for my system. So know your health, go to your doctor and, have your regular visits.
Well, you know what? A lot of people are afraid of the doctors. I don't know if they're afraid of results or whatever the case may be. People don't go to the doctor as often as they should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a natural healer too, but I do go to the doctor. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And lemon water, vinegar, green tea, and onion. They're good natural healers and stuff like that, but we're going to save that for our health summit that we're going to be having coming up soon.
The natural green tea, though. Me, I was wanting to get the gallon of the Arizona, with the honey and the sweetener.
Right.
And I'm thinking just because it's green tea, I'm being healthy. But no, still I'm drinking, it's from, it's not natural. The natural.
It's a lot of additives and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We've had our healthy moment for this for the night. So I was gonna say moving on.
Yeah, moving right along. Like I said, keep a lookout for Diva Squad's health summit coming up.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
So if nobody if you don't have any announcements or anything coming up, then we'll get into tonight's topics, which I think are very, very interesting.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes. And again, we're going to keeping it in line and keeping in mind that this is our, Valentine's week. We try to stay appropriate with, what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
Timing and everything. Timing is everything. So tonight, our topics are, drum roll, Drum roll. Okay. The first topic is, what's your ultimate Valentine's gift or slash date? That's the first topic. Second topic is, what does pillow talk mean to you, and is it okay for pillow talk to come up outside of the bedroom?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. They're really, really, really serious questions. But I'm going to let you go first. Hello? Rach? Oh. Anyway, as far as the Valentine's gifts and stuff like that, when I'm gonna answer first. I'm just gonna go ahead and take the initiative and answer first. As far as like Valentine's gifts and stuff like that, to me, there's no real ultimate Valentine's gift or date. I more so like spontaneous, something that, you know, that took a lot of. Not a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? Because people, they tend to go overboard with spending when it comes to buying gifts at holidays. This ain't really a holiday, but, you know, at holidays and stuff like that, people intend to overspend money, and then once the gift is open, the value of the gift is gone. So, so, you know, I'd rather spend time than money. But
you said this ain't really a holiday.
It's not really a holiday. You know what I'm saying?
To some people, this is the holiday of the year. Not for myself, but for some people, ooh, they just go all out.
Right. They really do. And some people really get, like, crazy and antsy or mad when they open that gift and they don't see something that they kind of anticipated, you know, or was expecting, you see something different, then the mood goes away, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I like somebody who put a little thought behind the gift, something that you don't ordinarily get. Everybody gets earrings. Everybody gets jewelry of some sort. Everybody gets candy, chocolates, whatever, flowers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you buy me chocolate next Wednesday just because it's Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Buy me some flowers because you just love who I am. You understand what I'm saying? Don't wait till Valentine's. And I'm not saying anything to kill anybody's mood. However, whoever rocks is how you rock. You know what I'm saying? That's your thing. But I personally, I'd rather spend time. I'd rather a date where it's like, all right, let's go to the park and let's go sit in the park in 10-degree weather. Just being, you know, just hypothetically speaking, because we know we ain't going to do that.
Right.
But
right.
I'm just saying something that's out of the norm. You know, that's not the normal. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So folks that are listening that are on their PCs or on the line, 646-200-3838, we'd like you guys to call in and give us your idea of the ultimate Valentine gift / date. We would like that. But I'm going to give you a chance to answer that question.
Okay. Well, let me give a happy Valentine's shout-out to T, we know you're listening and you're with us. You can't speak. Surgery went well on her throat. She's doing well. She's healing. She just can't speak. We love you.
Oh, thank God.
Let me see. What is my ultimate Valentine gift? Ooh. I'm gonna go with what you said. Something out of the ordinary. I'm not with just your normal. Give me a flower.
Right.
Get the rose, or you know, put some heart into it.
Okay, you're right.
Into it. Give me something from the heart, not just okay. Let me go get a teddy bear and a card, or you know, that time well spent.
Yes,
like you said, that me time with you. You know,
right.
I'm looking for that something special, something to make me, you know, really smile.
Yeah, to just to have my mouth open, like wow.
Right.
You really took the time to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, we've had this conversation before about people and gifts and stuff like that. You sit down and draw me a nice car and write a poem with the car and all that stuff. Listen, it was the thought that counts. You had it in your heart to tell me, you know, to say these things and stuff like that. And I'm grateful. You understand what I'm saying? But you have some people that are just not that grateful, you know,
right.
they rather the monetary, the money spent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'd rather my money spent all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but on that note, before we go into our next question, we're going to go to a song. So we want everybody that's on the line to hold that thought, whatever thought you have. And we're going to go to a song and come back and open up the lines, and we'd like to chat with you. You're on with the Diva Squad on Love Fantasy, GQ Palace Radio.
All right.
All right. Go get my phone, call Nanny back. Tell her I'm hosting you.
This is Rich Money. And on Wednesday nights, I sit back, relax, and listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, from 7 to 9 p.m. Angie, Rachel, and T. Make it do what it do, ladies. I'm out.
All the money, all the cars, the clothes, the jewels. It's all for you, baby girl. I must admit. All for you.
GQ Palace Radio.
Dummy.
GQ Palace Radio.
Let me rap for you. Better yet, let me clap for you. Round of applause, your appeal's appalling. And where you be at, man, hit on you often. When she walk in, shorty something nice. Body on point, catch a flaunt some tight. Backside looking right with a thong all in it.
Yeah.
On her iPhone with my songs all in it.
Yeah.
Hit her iPhone, let's get gone for a minute. Come and spend a day or two with Dawn for a minute. Got some things I can show you, cause I really wanna know you. Work hard and you know I do it all for my princess.
Yeah.
Shorty, something special. Screaming hallelujah, cause you know the Lord bless you. Let's make this official like a rap with a whistle. John Michael, go and talk to her.
Yo, this is Deuce. And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Travis Radio with the Diva Squad.
It's all for you, girl. Do it all for you, girl. All of a sudden in the mall, try ball for you, girl. Say your love like a drug, can't get off for you, girl. Stick with me, it's so easy to get lost in this world. That's a rap for you, shorty. Do it all for you, that's a fact for you, shorty. Never turn my back on your life. Magic when these tracks get recorded. If I gotta go, I'm back for you shortly. You would never have no thoughts to divorce us. I could see us front row at the game in the court seats. I could see us catching planes going all across seas. See us parlaying a couple days in the four seasons. Let's make it all true. Me plus you, ain't a thing we can't do. Let's make this official like a ref with a whistle. John Michael, go and talk to him. Running these streets trying to make sure that we eat.
I do it all for you.
Working all day just trying to make pay.
Anything you want in this world.
In the lab all night trying to get the track right.
You're my girl.
On the road doing show trying to bring the money home. Church every Sunday.
I do it all for you.
Anything you want, buy it all for you one day.
Anything you want in this world.
Do it all for you just so I can call on you.
You're my girl.
Can't go wrong with you, even wrote a song for you.
I do it all for
yeah.
you.
This is the mayor, and I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Let them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with this one. We got one with this one.
That's a nice track.
Yeah.
All for you, girl. That's a nice track right there.
I like it. I don't know who it's by, but it's nice.
Yeah, I think they were, whoever that was a GQ Palace artist, too. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a GQ Tommy? Palace artist. So we got to find out that info from our CEO, see what's popping.
Right.
You know, we like to keep folks up on the artists that come through here, GQ Palace Radio. They be showing, they show us love, too. You know what I'm saying? So... But that was definitely
nice. I was doing a snake to that. Yeah.
Girl. Let me find out.
Yes, that was nice.
Yes.
Wow.
So, again, we were talking about the ultimate Valentine's Day gift. You know, and how we like spontaneous, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, Dami was the artist. D-O-M-I, Dami.
Dami, oh, okay.
The name of that song is, I think, All For You. All For You.
All For You by Dami.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. That's what's up. That's a nice track right there. And again, and women, any women that was listening to that song and hear the lyrics, they like, yes. Yes, that's what I want. Yes, all for me. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? That's what ladies look for. They look for exclusion. You know what I'm saying? We look for exclusion. So it's like, all right, this my man. He did this for me, and it's all. You know what I'm saying? We like to be the center. We like to be the center of things. So you know, that's just the woman by nature. You know that.
Oh, I agree. Oh yeah.
You know that's. That's when we gotta pull our cat claws out.
Now I have a question for you, Diva.
Sure.
What would you give? What do you have in mind as a gift that you would give?
That I would give?
On Valentine's Day. Yes, on Valentine's Day.
Wow. You know what? You know what, this is sad because, again, it's been a while since I actually really had to give a Valentine's gift, you know what I'm saying? I usually give my kids a Valentine's every year because I love them to pieces, you know what I'm saying? But as far as me giving a mate, you know, something ultimate, I think I'm kind of stuck on that because I've always done, like, the norm, go to dinner, you know. I made a handmade card, very nice card, and it was a card that you couldn't go to the store and buy, you know.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Why I'm sold on that, even when it comes to Christmas and different things like that. I made a card, you know, sat down and put my own words in it and everything, drew little pictures, and I put a coupon booklet in it. It was a coupon booklet, and it was, you know, a little sexual coupon book. And he could reveal a coupon anytime he felt he needed it. You know what I'm saying? Which is that was a little different. We didn't do that all. That was a first for us. So,
wow.
You know, and as far as dates or whatever, I would have to put some thought into that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I had to put a little thought into that. So it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping somebody call in tonight and give me some kind of idea.
I know.
You
know? The phone lines are open.
Phone lines are open, folks.
646-200-3838. Press 1 to join in on the conversation.
Yes, get in here and give us a few ideas, because right now it's like Stump the Schwab is on the line. The diva just stumped me. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I don't even know what would be my ultimate gift that I would give. I don't even know. I'm so out of practice. I would say just a nice getaway. Miss Diva said, Miss Diva T said, hold on, let me see what she said.
Yeah, let's see what T's would be.
She said, I don't give to my boo. I receive. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? It's funny because I saw a post today where a dude asked, why do women think that Valentine's Day is only for them? But you know what? It's not. It's for both parties. You know what I'm saying? And it's something, it's a day where you're supposed to be able to spice up whatever love that you already have going on. You're supposed to be able to come out with a little extra, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and see, without having to get too raunchy and revealing or whatever, that's me. We go to the store, buy some, you know, nice little outfits or whatever, and and do a little role playing and whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, it's hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Edible panties I'm reading.
Yeah. You see that?
Ah, we know T got them for days, man. We miss you tonight, T. We miss you verbally. We know you had some ideas. Listen, that's what we got to get from people that really had that experience. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh, I haven't even seen those things in a long time.
Oh, my goodness. But, I mean, yeah, all kinds of this stuff you don't do all the time. You know, everybody not going doing the edible panty thing all the time and glow-in-the-dark body paint and different stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Do they even keep that? They do still exist. I remember you used to be able to find them anywhere, just walk anywhere and see, you know, a gift, especially around Valentine's time. Holiday time. Oh, wow, look, some edible panties.
Yes.
Wow. What is our next topic? The pillow talk. Okay. Can we go into that one?
Yeah, Rachel?
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm looking at the pillow talk now. I'm looking at topic number two. What does pillow talk mean to you? And is it okay for the pillow talk to come outside of the bedroom?
Right.
Okay,
leave your bedroom. But listen, before we get into that, we do have a caller on the line.
Okay.
We have a hello, caller, are you there?
I certainly am.
Yes. Can we have your name, please?
This is Gilda.
Hi, Gilda.
Hi.
Love to see with the Diva Squad over here at GQ Palace Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you Divas doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. We're having a good time over here already. Show just started.
Good. I kind of heard something about Valentine's Day. I wasn't really sure.
Yes. The original questions were, you know, we're gonna give both, being that we're about to start into the second question. The first question is, what's your ultimate Valentine's gift or date, and what does pillow talk mean to you, and is it okay for it to come up outside the bedroom?
Okay.
So whichever one you want to answer first. You have the floor, honey.
With regards to Valentine's Day, I think this year, being that it falls on a Friday, we as women, we are very creative, and we need to make it out of a little mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lose yourself while doing it. What I'm thinking is that do what you would want him to do for you. You like rose petals? Do the rose petals.
Mm-hmm.
Each day, since it's a weekend, it will be different.
Right. I totally agree with you.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. Like you say, now we have a little extra time. Maybe we don't have to work the next day and all that stuff. So I hear what you're saying on that.
And sometimes it's better, you know. I mean, make it intimate, you know. Set up your dining area as if you're in a restaurant. Do something different. Mm-hmm. Cook something. Make a handwritten card, which I heard was a good idea. Do something that he like, or treat him the way you want to be treated, and then he can grow from there, as opposed to, you know, going out to the restaurant being amongst other people. Who wants that? I don't want that.
I know that's right. It's like you're sharing your moment with a whole bunch of people.
Exactly. You can serve him up lovely with your little lingerie, you know, with the little apron and all of that. Handle your business.
That's right. Go on and spice that thing up.
Absolutely.
Run him a bubble bath.
Like you said,
pimp, now you can pimp for him. Because it is. It's about whole part. And you know what? That's just going to build that intimacy 20 times more. It's like, wow, we're turning each other on like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We might have to sip a little wine or something if that's what you do.
Right.
Or whatever it is you sip or whatever. And hey,
a lot of men never had a pedicure. Give them a pedicure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Put some rose petals down for him. And this way he'll say, you know what? This is the way I want to be treated. So you treat him the way you want to be treated and watch how it'll grow.
Oh, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Spoken like a true diva.
Don't forget, that's true, though.
Because a lot of times, then men be like, oh, she's so selfish. All she want to do is receive and get or whatever. Like, you know. And men take care of your women all the time. You know what I'm
saying?
And
with all due respect, they don't have a clue. You have to lead them and guide them to the way you want them to go.
A lot of men are not creative. You got to or they keep it inside, so you have to bring it out of them. You know, men can be shy too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely. Most men are shy, and like you said, a lot of them just don't know what to do. A lot of them don't have the know-how.
Right. You can make a simple meal and add a candle, and that'll be great. Put on your little cable vision, put on the music channel. You done change the atmosphere.
Hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you already done changed it.
Like we said, something out of the ordinary, something different.
Change it up.
You got to switch it up. Just to pick up a little bit.
And as a matter of fact, you started off with an invitation.
Make a human Sunday.
Hmm?
Make yourself a human sundae.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about a fruit salad?
Oh,
nice. Vegetable platter.
And start him over.
You can make peach cobbler, make a peach cobbler anything you want to make.
Don't forget the Marciano cherries.
Gotta add that. We know there's more than one kind of cherry going on.
All right now. Handle your business.
So again, I'm trying to keep my tongue civil here. y'all just mute me whenever y'all feel the need, you know. My mic off.
And with regards to what was the other question?
The other question was, what does pillow talk mean to you, and is it okay for pillow talk to come up outside the bedroom?
Pillow talk is shared amongst two people, and it is okay to come outside the bedroom. You know why? Because we can be in a situation, we can be in a different place. If I wink at him, he knows with me, let's go.
Oh!
All right.
Now, that's a good one, you know.
Uh-huh.
Other than winking or giving him the signal that, you know, it's time for you to go and handle your business, I don't believe it should come outside the bedroom.
Exactly. And I was going to hit you that, like you said, pillow talk to me is a very intimate moment between you two people.
Right.
And that's as far as it should go. You understand what I'm saying? Like you said, little signs or whatever is something different. But you shouldn't hear something that y'all two had over pillow talk coming from somewhere else.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? Nobody should be throwing back at me things that you and I shared during an intimate moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're trying to start a war.
Oh, Lord, we got Mike on. Hold on. We have our first caller, our first male caller. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. What's going on, ladies?
Hi.
What's going on?
Mike
What's
is
good,
in the building.
What's good, lady?
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, I can't call it, just chilling.
Listen,
just
like I said, I might call it.
You know, just getting into this Valentine thing. You know.
Okay. You know what? We appreciate you calling as our first male caller because we like to get some insight from both parties, you know what I'm saying? And because we don't want people to think that we're biased or sexist or anything like that over here at GQ Palace Radio, because that's not how we rock on the Diva Squad.
Uh-huh.
And we also like, you know, we like to get ideas too, see what the male is thinking, so we can understand each other, you know what I mean?
So
we can be on the same page, you know what I'm saying? You might have a little something that I could take and use with my peoples, you know what I mean?
So. Let's make it happen,
So, but the topic is, what's your ultimate Valentine gift or date, and what does pillow talk mean to you, and is it okay for a pillow talk to come up outside the bedroom?
Okay. Okay. What you mean your ultimate Valentine gift?
The ultimate. What's the ultimate to you? What's the ultimate Valentine's gift? What would suffice with you? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, just let my girl come to me with
norm.
A ribbon on. I'm happy.
That's something outside of the norm, you know what I mean?
Just come to me with a ribbon on. Hey, rose petals on the bed, come to me with a ribbon on. That's a little sunshine, you know.
Ooh.
Hey, we could do the Love Jones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, listen. I hear that. Well, I hope your significant other is listening.
Yeah,
if there's one,
we
hope she's listening, so she'll have the idea of what to do on Friday.
Yeah. A lot of people think Valentine's Day is all about buying the candy with the hearts and such and getting the teddy bears. Valentine's Day is what you make it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you can buy flowers, but if you ain't normally buying flowers and you just gonna buy them for that one Valentine's Day, what's the sense of even getting the flowers? You ain't been getting them.
You want to hear something funny? A lot of times when it comes to Valentine's Day, people are getting makeup gifts anyway. Because you've been asking them all this time, now I got to get a makeup gift. And that's what it be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's just Valentine's just like Christmas. You understand? You give it to the one you love, you know, that's what makes them happy. Now, if it's something they want, and, you know, you'd be like, okay, well, that's what you want, then you get it, you surprise them. But if it's like, well, you know, I just want to relax, have a nice candlelight dinner, then you might want to surprise them with something. You understand?
Right. Right, bring a little something extra.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
hey, you come in there with your song on the top. You walk in there with some heart songs on the top.
Male songs.
You know? Let me find it. Some thongs and a pair of Timberlands on it. So let's go, baby.
Yeah. Don't throw the red pumps.
Or some thongs and some uptowns.
Fit it to the back. Listen.
Oh, Lord. No, let them feet out. Let that brand new pedicure that I treated you to show. Take those shoes off, baby.
Yeah. Nice massages and all that stuff. Set the mood up. Huh?
You know, the feet gotta be right. You know, sometimes.
Yeah, we were talking about pedicures and treating our men to a pedicure.
But sometimes a pedicure is good. You know, but if you got a whole salad with bunions and coins and all that, it ain't worth it.
Yeah, you can't touch everybody's feet.
Right.
Some people be just I just no-nos. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Ooh, I see some Oakley feet.
Like, take your shoes off. They were like, they are off. We're like, dang.
Oh, my gosh. What you mean? They are off.
That is too funny. No, what you was stomping out cold? I take pride in feet. I don't know if anybody else does. And I'm almost, I don't know if it's a fetish or whatever, but I do. I take pride in feet.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, because I like sandals, you know what I'm saying, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Not even, listen.
You guys got some people that be wearing those sandals with their big toe over it and all that.
Oh my God. We're like, you know what? You ain't had no business.
Mm-mm. You know you wrong.
In the back of your feet looking like powder boxes and all that.
Ooh.
Like,
hello.
You couldn't put a little Vaseline on them or something? I know
some
the dirt.
Some Crisco on it?
You could put a little Vaseline or something on there.
A lot. Oh, a lot of Vaseline.
Want to
do that night.
I do. I take pride in feet. And I have to, you know, be checking mine. So, but, yeah, now, what does Pillow Talk do? Gilda, have you had a chance to answer this question about Pillow Talk? You did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. All right, we're going to give Mike a chance to answer this question
Pillow.
About Pillow Talk. You know, what is Pillow
that's
Talk
kind of,
to you?
Kind of like
and is it okay for Pillow Talk to show up outside of the bedroom?
Oh, hell to the no. Discuss the Pillow Talk outside the bedroom. That's our problem. We talking. We getting our talk on. I ain't going to sit there and tell you things unless you go back and tell your girlfriend and be like, oh, and I ain't going to tell my boys what you told me.
Nah, because that's supposed to be between y'all. You know?
Yeah, they
want
to speak behind your back and try to find out what the
pillow talks
about.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'd be upset. I just, you know, I'd get a little frantic. Like, look, my N-word. That wasn't supposed. You weren't supposed to tell nobody that. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know? That's an intimate moment, and it doesn't matter what the conversation is about. That's still that intimate moment where it's that pillow talk is exactly what it says, pillow talk. We lay our heads here, right here, having a nice little intimate conversation, you know, whatever it is we're talking about, but this is as far as it should go. Once you get your behind about this bed,
you know, we
have another caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Can you say your name, please?
I ain't getting no clap.
Yes, you did.
Did Michael say he didn't get a clap?
He surely did.
You feel the type of way now, Mike. Oh.
Caller, can you give your name, please?
This is Kim.
Hi,
Kim. Hey, Kim, get your friend around.
Hey.
Welcome, darling. This is Valentine's week here over at Love and the Diva Squad, you know.
Uh-huh.
We put it out the whole week, you know what I mean? Because people just start a little early trying to celebrate and all that stuff, get ideas together. So tonight we accepting people's ideas on the ultimate Valentine gift or date.
Okay.
Yeah, and Pillow Talk. What does it mean to you, and is it okay for Pillow Talk to surface outside of the bedroom?
Wow. Okay. wow. Well, I would say no. I mean, because what me and my mate discuss is between us. You know, once we sit and we talk, we lay down, whatever the case may be, that's between us. It's not supposed to leave that room, you know?
Right.
To me. You know, unless I'm giving him the eye of like, okay, it's time.
Hey! Right. Exactly. Okay, Gilda. Okay. But listen, let me ask y'all a question, though. So I'm going to throw this. Now, what would happen if y'all somewhere and your mate brought something up that y'all had over Pillow Talk? What would you do?
Oh,
How would you handle the situation?
Is it in front of somebody? Is that the example?
Yes. If it was in front of somebody, something that you were talking about, and they brought what you was talking about up to somebody else.
But see, the thing with that is okay, even though it was pillow talk, is he getting someone's advice, or is he trying to put me on blast because we talked about
trying to blast, like, you know.
Well,
you told, this is what you said the other night, like, really? This is how
right.
you doing things?
Wow. I would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I would also have a problem, but I wouldn't follow it up right then and there.
Talk with your, you know, one you with, and they're going to go out and go, yeah, remember you said such and such? Man, listen, I catch them late night, and I probably smother them with the pillow. But you're going around telling that what?
Yeah. But even as far as, like, advice and stuff, too, it's kind of hard, because if y'all didn't discuss that in the beginning, like, well, maybe we should seek some or ask, you know what I'm saying? Ask them. Mm-hmm. If that wasn't mutually agreed upon, then I'd find that a problem still. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should have consulted with me first.
It depends how it's worded, though, because if it's worded as if I said it, then
mm-hmm.
yes, I would have a problem with it. But if it's just like a general question, you know, then I wouldn't have a problem because they wouldn't know that I asked that question.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I
no,
see what
like,
you're saying
like,
on that
like
note.
My friend does that all the time. Like, her hubby will have pillow talk, and then she'll feel uneasy about something that he said, and then she'll come to me and ask me, like, hey, well, what do you think about this? You know, and then after I answer her, then she'll tell me, well, oh, so-and-so said this. Do you think I should think of it this way or that way? You know, like, she's done stuff like that. And to me, it's like, I never know what he says until after I give her my answer first. You know, and when she put me on blast, like, in front of him, it was a general question that she had asked.
Mm-hmm.
And when she asked that question, I gave my honest opinion, but I didn't know she was talking about herself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay, so
but,
I kind of looped you, yeah.
Right, but then again, but he was like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he agreed with what I was saying, but that let her know that, okay, well, you kind of have to have an open mind when you're dealing with certain situations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And certain people, right.
Right. You know, you can't just have a closed mind about everything.
Right.
You know?
Right. Because not everything appears to be what it seems. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's all about perception.
Right. So my question I have... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kim.
No, I was going to say, my question that I have for the Diva Squad is, what happens on Valentine's Day if you don't even see your mate? You don't see your spouse or nothing.
Oh,
is that
shoot.
It's because we had this conversation today, and this one girl, I think she's a side chick. She just won't admit to it. You know, she's not going to see her boo at all. She's going to see him next week sometime.
Well,
so,
that ain't her boo. That ain't her boo, and she just a jump off.
Yeah.
What she was saying was Valentine's Day is overrated. You know, so
that's
what he said to her,
or this is what she's saying?
No, that's what she said. She said Valentine's Day was overrated. So I want to know from the Diva Squad, is Valentine's Day overrated?
No, I mean, no. Some people go overboard doing things, but it's not overrated. You understand what I'm saying? And those excuses that she's making is just a cover-up because she knows she's not able to be with this man.
Absolutely.
You know, that's just a straight up cover up. I mean, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
You know, because that happens to me. That listen, but don't sit around like listen. You already know your man gonna be with somebody. Go out there and hire you a date or something too.
I don't know about that. I'm not gonna hire no date. I can't do that. Ain't no one 800 buying nothing. No, I go out by myself first.
You might meet somebody while you out. You know.
You know,
true.
And no, Valentine is not overrated. It's just, like I said, some people go overboard doing things, but, I mean, however they feeling, it's how they feeling, but it's not overrated.
Right.
I don't think.
Okay. And I want
to... And she made a choice. She made a choice.
Well... And he
now,
chose
if you went
to
into this, if you went into this not knowing he was involved with somebody else, then fine. Well, other than that, once you found out, you made a choice to stay there. So Stay by yourself on Valentine's Day. Sorry.
Right.
I had to tell her. I'm like, girl, you are not Mary Jane from TV. I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
Lord.
And before it's all said and done, Mary Jane's going to be missing out on a few, too.
Mm. Okay.
Like, she is not Mary Jane, okay? Like, come on, let's be real.
Oh, man, you know what? I actually got into that show, and at first I was like, nah, because I'm not a Gabrielle Union fan.
Oh,
but when
her.
I started watching that, I was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
It made me look forward to the next show.
Yeah. I had to remind my coworker, listen, this is not you. And you need to stop watching Mary Jane. Because
stop trying to mimic what you see on TV.
This is not working for you. It's not, because the difference is, you know, you can catch feelings if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there, she didn't really know he was married, technically, you know.
Right.
My coworker, she knew her boo had a boo. You know, but I guess she was under the impression. Look,
hold on.
Him.
Did she just say her
co-worker
knew she had a boo? Her boo had a boo?
I said, I knew that my co-worker, that she claimed her boo had a boo. Like, she wasn't
the only one.
Oh, so she knew that then. So she was already set up. That's why she's making excuses about Valentine's Day being overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because
she
already know.
Hmm.
How do you deal with your mate if they don't believe in Valentine's Day? But you do.
Go find me one.
That one.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Oh,
I have a confession. I have a confession. I'm not really into Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I am so not. Like, and I don't know why. Nothing's ever happened. You know, I was trying to do, like, you know, like the voice of reason in your head. You try think of different things. I couldn't come up with a reason, but I am not into Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, if you ain't into it, then you're just not into it without reason. Some things you don't need a reason. Some things have no explanation. It's just the way it is.
You know I'm going to work. My thing in my head is I'm going to work. If I could do a double, I'm going to work me a double, make some money. You know, like, I'm thinking of it like that. You know, and everyone else
better spend
like,
it
ain't
gonna make it, huh? I ain't mad at it.
And everybody else is like, oh, girl, you're supposed to be with your man, da da da. And I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, okay. You know? And then I say to myself, okay, so to me, am I like, I guess I'm just one of those females that's not really into it. Like,
no, you're not.
You know, like,
you're not by
like
yourself.
Don't bring me no flowers just on that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what we were stating earlier, because a lot of people, listen, I want my Valentine all year round, not just that one day. Bring me some flowers next week just because it's Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't wait till Valentine's Day. And like I said, 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to say 6 out of 10 times, a lot of it is makeup presents because you've been acting up. So here I gotta pour it on thick on Valentine's Day because I've been cutting up all year long. So
I don't know. I actually sat and I thought about it today and I said, you know what? I'm gonna ask the Diva Squad and see what they think, because I'm like, all right, is something wrong with me that I'm not really into it? Like, I usually get my kids, you know, like their little teddy bears and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, but when it comes down to like, oh, I'm going to go out to dinner. Oh, I'm going to be with my mate. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. I was never really like that.
Yeah.
I'm not single.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I have men, but I'm just like, oh, okay. You know, like, you know,
well,
I don't
see
anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. That is who
there
you
isn't
are.
Anything wrong with it.
Again, everything is really a preference. It's all what you prefer. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? What makes you happy might not make me happy. And vice versa.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's all in what people are willing to deal with and what are they willing to take on and all that.
Right.
So, hey, it ain't no big deal. It ain't like your relationship going to end because you ain't into Valentine's Day. You know what
I
mean?
Right.
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 But like I said, you have some people out there that are like that, like get really very indignant because they didn't get the, oh, I didn't get a pair of earrings and whatever. You know what? Because a lady at my job stated that today. So she was like, her friend asked her, what are you getting for Valentine's Day? So she's like, oh, my boo told me he was going to get me some candy and stuff. She's like, I don't want no candy. I want me some earrings. Like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I just thought it was a little ghetto, personally.
Okay.
Okay,
but wait, I got one better than that. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
But for Christmas, one of my friends told their boo that they wanted an engagement ring, right?
Uh-huh.
They didn't get the engagement ring yet. Okay, they didn't get it yet. But in her head, she's like, I better get it on Valentine's Day. So I said, if you don't get it on Valentine's Day, you going to break up with him? She said, if she don't get it on Valentine's Day, she don't want to be with him no more.
Oh, wow.
Because she told him what she wanted, and he got her something different, and then said, I got the ring, but I'm going to give it to you when I think if the time is right, not right
okay.
now.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, and that's fair. I think that's fair.
That's fair.
And to surprise her with it, because now she's
right.
expecting it.
Expecting
like,
it, exactly.
She's just right. There's no surprise in that. I'd rather the surprise, personally.
Well, you know what I told her? I'm going to tell you what I said to her. I said, sorry for saying it. I said, you the fool anyway. Been with the guy like 4 months already. You know, y'all just started. It's fresh.
4 months?
Y'all getting to know each other. And then you all of a sudden, you wake up one morning and you say, oh, I want an engagement ring.
4 months
okay.
is not a long time to me. I'm sorry.
But my thing
four
is
months.
4 months. You want 4 months, you want an engagement ring. So when you don't get the ring, to me, you're having a temper tantrum.
Yes.
So do you
yes.
just want the ring to say you got the ring, or
just
are you
say
in love
it.
With
yeah.
the person?
Well, look, they've only been together 4 months, so they shouldn't even be talking ring. 4 months is
exactly.
not a long time at all.
It's not. It really isn't.
Yeah.
Four months is no time at all. And she's showing who she is now. He probably said, I'm glad I didn't give it a ring, but damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like, oh, no, I better hold out. You know what I'm saying? Let me...
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not supposed to ask for an engagement ring anyway.
Nope.
You don't ask. I want to.
Thank you.
No,
nope.
That's supposed to be offered by your mate because he loves you and feels that he wants to spend the rest of his life with you. Not because
right.
you asked for it. You shouldn't even want it then.
Hmm.
I'm just
yep.
saying. You know, I'm not asking for no ring. I mean, for me to pick it out is something different. I like to pick it out, but I'm not going to say ask. I want a ring. No.
Like
I feel like I'm bullying you into marry me.
if I'm a ask for you, might as well give me the money and let me go pick it out.
Yeah,
might as well
give me the money and let me go on and buy it. Here, go on and buy your ring. Like,
mm-hmm.
No. Cool. I'd rather him, like, surprise me. I went and picked this out and, you know, hope you like it, even if we go have to exchange it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
how about, is it okay to give you, as a female, is it okay to give your mate a ring?
Absolutely.
Yes.
T came up with that one.
Oh, hey, T girl. I know you're listening. Thank you, though.
I think so. I think they both should have engagement rings.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I agree with that one. But you know what? That's going against the tradition. But I think both of them should, too. But I'm just
saying. I think both parties should have an engagement ring. I mean, it's just me. I don't know. Because it just seems so lopsided when the woman has it and the man don't. I don't know. That's just me. But I think they both should wear. I think it's cute, personally.
The ring doesn't stop anything. It should be in your heart.
That's true. The ring doesn't. It doesn't
don't stop,
stop
a damn thing.
No, that's just no more than a stop sign could stop a car.
What?
I already know.
Nothing.
But I think they both should wear one though.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that. And a woman giving a ring, I think it's a turn on. Like, oh,
uh-huh.
she gave him a ring. That's cute. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, uh-huh. if he got too much pride to wear one, then hey, that's a whole nother show.
That's true.
That'd be a whole nother show right there. You know what I mean? So,
right.
As far as a woman asking for a ring, as far as like an engagement ring, I think that's a no-no. She shouldn't have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't want to ask.
But do you think that's like a sign of like someone being desperate?
Yeah, it seems a little desperate to me.
Like to me, desperate, impatient. Right.
You know,
I think that that's someone being like very, I don't know, like very demanding.
Demanding. That's right. Uh-huh. That's another word you could put in there, too.
Because out of everything you could ask for Christmas, you ask for that.
Yep, you ask for I mean, like a cocktail ring or something, yeah, you see some. But as far as in the game, I had a friend, again, that did that. She asked her man for a ring for Christmas. He bought her a computer. She was tight. She was like, I don't want that bleep. I said, you know what? Whenever he's ready, both of y'all got to be ready. You can't be ready. He ain't, because then the ring, again, is not going to mean a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Again, once you take the ring out the box, the value decreases anyway. So,
uh-huh.
You know, what is it you really want in that situation? Is it just the ring? Because if that's the case, go out there and buy your own. How about that?
Mm, exactly.
And ain't nobody gonna know it. Yeah, I got it for my man.
Mm.
Fabricate you a story. People doing that nowadays, fabricating stories and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Going to make something up. Now, as far as pillow talk, Kim, have you responded to that?
She did.
Kim responded to
a
pillow talk. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm right here. Say it again. I'm sorry.
A pillow talk. You responded to a pillow talk?
Oh yeah. I responded already.
Oh okay. Well, we got so much heated in talking about the gift and all that and the ring.
Okay. So how would you guys feel if you didn't get anything for Valentine's Day?
That's fine. That's fine with me.
And you have a mate.
Y'all know
what? Y'all need to cut it out, cause y'all all sitting there talking about
that's fine. Everything
will
be all right. Y'all know
damn well
if that man walk in that house with nothing in his hands, it's gonna be a frying pan in yours. So y'all really need to
cut it out. Y'all know what?
Ooh, y'all need to cut it out.
What? There's been plenty of times where I didn't get anything for Valentine's Day, which was fine with me. That's, I'm good with it. You understand what I'm saying? But don't think that you're gonna get the whole kind of loving if you ain't spice up nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
What was your first reaction when you first, you know, on Valentine's Day, when you first didn't come in with nothing?
Nothing. It is what it is. You ain't getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Oh, y'all need to cut it out.
It's so good.
The early years I was getting it.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember 1 year. Let me tell you, 1 year. I said, you know what? You know, I'm not really into Valentine's Day. You know, this is like when I'm in my single days, okay? And I'm at work, and I get 2 dozen flowers from 2 different people. I said, you know what, girl?
I'm into it now.
Let's get it on the popping now.
Wait. I'm going to tell you the funniest part, though. Right? You ready? I know who said them.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Oh, God. It was so funny.
You didn't want to tell the wrong person, huh? You didn't want to tell the wrong person, thank you.
Because, you know what, I think that guys nowadays, it's like if they're talking to you, you know, you know, and they went out on a date or something, it's like they feel like they're obligated to get you a little something to shut you up, you know.
Right.
But they don't realize that depending on who you talk to, they might not even celebrate it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true. They're like, it's just another day.
Yeah, so to me, my desk looked pretty, but I was like, there's an idiot. I could have used that money in my pocket. Like,
ain't it? I'd rather you give me the money. Listen. let me figure that out. You know? If you want to do some hush up something, give me the money, and that'll hush me up. Terrible. But it gets crazy,
stop
though, you know.
Stop laughing at me. I'm telling you, back in the day.
Ah, another one. That, wow.
I cracked myself up.
But you know, how many times can you, like, sit, right, and you can think about different things that you've done in your past that was just, now you think about it and now you look at it, was so stupid or was just so funny, yes. like...
Like, wow, that I really did that, huh? You crazy. That is funny. But I've had a secret admirer leave me something before for Valentine's Day. I mean, it was really pretty. It was like 4 dozen roses sitting in front of my door, and it was covered up. So me and my aunt was walking up to the door, and my aunt was scared to walk by the door. She was like, it could be a bomb or something. I said, you know, who gonna put a bomb in front of my door? But I peeked in it, and I saw what it was, but I didn't open it until I opened my door and got to the house and opened it up. They was like, oh, that's so pretty. I was really flabbergasted. It was because I didn't expect it. It was unexpected, and I'm like you, I didn't know who it came from.
Wow.
Didn't know who it came from. They could be stalking me to this day. I better peek out my window and see what's going on. I better peek out the window and see what's going on. You know? But stuff like that, it just, you know, stuff like that makes you smile. Something that's totally unexpected, not something you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have asked for that last month. You know what I'm saying? You could have asked for that last month. You don't need to wait till Valentine's Day to ask for something, you know?
Right.
If that's the case. So
I know if I didn't get no flowers year-round, then I'd come with no flowers on Valentine's Day. I know that.
I know that's right. My nose works 24/7. Mm-hmm. I ain't lying. My nose always working. Why now do we have to get flowers? That, you know, that stuff is so... It's so... old-fashioned, I'm going to say. That stuff played out.
Okay, let me
that's
ask
why
you
we hoping people, we was hoping people call in and give us the ultimate gift or date, something out of the ordinary, you know. Gilda had earlier, she was talking how, you know what I'm saying, treat him like he would treat you all the time. You know what I'm saying? Set your dining room up or whatever, like it's the restaurant. You come out in your little maid costume and, you know, and had the edible panties on and all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Something you don't do all the time. Stuff like that. And I'm sure he probably be totally surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
The whipped cream and strawberries all over the place.
You know, like, and then well, at the end of the night, you end up that Sunday, that chocolate Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
You all right, Diva?
Bring it on down. Reel me back in.
Come back.
Do y'all have a problem getting your man flowers?
What?
Is there
a problem
getting
your man flowers?
I'm not getting my man no flowers. It's the same way I don't want to see my man no thong either. I heard somebody say thong and Tibble the boot.
Yes, a thong and Tibbs.
No. I take the Tibbs. I don't want the thong.
Okay. He could put on the Tibbs and a bow tie then. How about that one?
That's better. I can't see the man in a thong. That's not gonna work.
Well, you know they have all kind of thongs with
cool.
The tassels on them and stuff like that.
Any man. Any man that wants something going between his butt has a problem.
I'm sorry, Andy.
You think about the strip club, Andy. You think about the strippers. Behave yourself.
Yeah. I am.
Satan, back up, Satan. Satan, back up.
I can see chocolate thunder now, girl. Oh my God! Well, listen. What if your mate came in there with a stripper for you? Talk about it was a gift.
I know mine wouldn't.
That would be some nonsense.
Mine would not tell you that.
Yeah,
now.
That would be some crazy mess right there. Came in there with a stripper. Talk about. I just wanted you to. What are you doing? You better turn that music on and get to taking them clothes off. I know that.
Ooh, Deepa, calm down, Deepa.
I'm just trying to throw out ideas for people who has no clue what to do. Yeah, I'm just little ideas for people who got stuck. You know what I'm saying? I had a brain fart earlier on in the conversation, but You know how the brain works.
Mm-hmm. So any of you guys cooking for Valentine's Day?
It's cooking. Friday. We don't cook on Fridays.
So what you doing?
I'm working.
I gotta work too. But I was invited on a date. My best friend actually invited me on a date.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah. Well, so we're gonna go and to the movies. Actually, we're gonna go see Kevin Hart movie.
Nice.
Yeah. So you know, I'm just chilling. Yeah, again, like I said, another day, you know what I'm saying? That day, I guess, the day I get married and stuff, things will change.
You mean before you get married,
don't
right?
Don't do it.
Oh, God, no.
Don't do it.
Diva saying don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well, I don't know about that one. I don't know. It's a struggle. Right now, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know if, and I don't even know if it's the fact that I want to get married because I want to be married or just married for the wedding. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
You know, right. A lot of times. And that's a lot of women's ultimate dream is to have a nice big wedding. But
yes.
That's as far as
yes.
The thought goes, is the wedding. You ain't thinking about what happens after the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even talking about the honeymoon. After the wedding. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Weddings are beautiful. Weddings are beautiful, but they are very costly. And, you don't know whether it's going to last or not. But I say, in my experience, I had my dream wedding. I did.
Oh, that's nice.
I paid for it all, and I was the planner. I planned it out, and it was beautiful. I must say, it was beautiful, and I highly recommend every woman at least, live out their dream of having a wedding, a beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
The wedding that they dream of. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I can look back, you know, and say, wow, I had a beautiful wedding, and I enjoyed my day.
That you actually had the experience.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't get that experience.
Beautiful experience. Such a big dad and childbirth. Such a beautiful experience.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You know, and a lot of people, you know, get married on Valentine's Day and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to get married on Valentine's Day, but, you know, a lot of things just don't happen. That's why Candy Burris was supposed to get married on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't know if she still is, but, you know, she wanted a big wedding. But she said her mom and the Magna. This is from reality TV, by the way, for anybody.
Right.
And, you know. So it's like, it's not on Valentine's Day, but we're just going to go to the Justice of the Peace. So.
Yeah.
But if I do get married, I want me a nice, nice big wedding where, you know, all of my children and stuff could be involved. You know, not just some lopsided thing. You know, I don't want to do the Justice of the Peace. Yeah.
Right.
So, do we have Diva Mail tonight? Do you have Diva Mail?
We do. We have entered the portion of our show. Where is my drum roll? Where's my music? Diva Mail. We have Diva Mail. We have entered the portion of the show where we switch it up a little bit. Sometimes we do finish the spray, which we haven't done in a while, or we have Diva Mail, or we have, you know, someone call or ask a question or whatever. And tonight, of course, it's Diva Mail.
All right.
Now, I only read the mail as they come. I don't add anything in. I don't put any names out there. Nothing of that sort. However, here we go. Dear Diva, I am a married woman, 8 years. She's been married for 8 years. I recently checked my husband's phone and found out that he has been sexting.
Mm.
Back and forth. Sexting. which means texting, texting messages with these females, with these females that she has cheated on me with. Would you consider that pillow talk? Her major issue is, would you consider that pillow talk? I would be considered, I would be concerned with the fact that he cheated and that's how she found out.
Oh my God, honey, she better get it, girl.
I guess she, you know, she was listening to the show and heard, you know, maybe she really doesn't know, you know, the definition of pillow talk. So she wants to know, maybe when she brings it up to him, should she consider it pillow talk also with cheating? I don't know. But she, you know, her question is, would you consider that pillow talk? Pillow talk aside.
What are they talking about? What are they doing texting each other in the goddamn way?
Not even just plain texting. She said texting.
He was sexting. He's sexting. Damn. That's cheating.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's sexting. Sexting is like is cheating. Yeah. Cheating mentally. Cheating mentally. Cause
that's bad termination.
That sounds determination. He went overboard. She said he went overboard. Yes, he did.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, you know, a lot of times when you go searching for things, you find them. You know what I'm saying?
Or looking for something that you don't want to find.
Again, that's a gift and a curse right there.
Yeah,
it's a gift and a curse because at the end, you see things that was wrong and you still hurt. It's not like it's gonna ease your pain because you seen it. It's gonna enhance it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to enhance it. And you already had to have a question in your head if you're looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that's a gift and a curse right there.
Yeah.
Because trust me, I've been there, done that. I learned my lesson with it. Because when something is not right, and if you feel it's not right, you be patient. It'll be revealed to you.
Yeah, women's intuition. Pay attention to your women's intuition. The red flags, you already know. What you feeling, what you are feeling as a woman, it's best believe it's true. Pay attention.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's like, you know, like I know something is not right. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when you go looking, you're going to find it, and that it's going to hurt. It hurts. You know?
Yep.
It does hurt. So, but... Like I said, at times, I've been there, done that, to the point where I said, you know what? I don't want to know the password. I don't want to do any of that. You know what I'm saying? So what I did, I stopped looking, and it ended up showing, it showed itself to me, like literally almost showed itself to me. I was like, all right, I already knew that. So now my reaction is different. Because I didn't go searching for it, like, you know what I'm saying? So my reaction was just a little different because I took a different approach, you know. So because a lot of times that stuff would drag you all out of character, and you know what I'm saying? It just makes you sick because you're like, why? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we have another caller on. Caller, are you there, Barry?
So I'm here. How you doing?
Hi,
Barry. Welcome.
Yo, what's up with everybody getting clapping but me?
Can somebody please clap for Mike? Don't nobody say nothing. Give this man a hand clap.
Give Mike a clap.
Give this man a hand clap. There we go. You're right, Mike. You're right. We don't know what the problem is. And you got a bomb. And we dropped the bomb. Oh my God! Yes,
Barry.
Yes,
Barry. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say happy Valentine's to everybody on the show.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's to you too.
Yes, and sometime you know when stuff is personal or. When you first get in a relationship and you're trying to feel the person out and taking your time, you know, and somebody's moving too fast, you know, and you just want to get to know that person or take it slow. You just don't want to move too fast so people's feelings won't get hurt. So, you know, it's not that you're not into them or something. You just want to take it slow. and give the girl respect or the woman respect or whatever, because, you know, like you were saying about the four-month thing and somebody wanted a ring, you can't rush in anything, you know, because, you know, sometimes if you just have sex right at the beginning or whatever else, and they get the feelings going, whatever, it could be, you know, you got to know each other first and become friends and know each other's ways before you start making commitments. So 4 months, definitely not enough time to try to say you want to get married or engagement, you know, engagement. That's the way I feel, my personal opinion.
But we hear what you're saying, but the topic actually is what's your ultimate Valentine's Day gift and or date and pillow talk. What does pillow talk mean to you, and should pillow talk surface outside of the bedroom?
Well, the first one, my ultimate Valentine's date is going to be Friday with my aunt that's 92, because I got a nice balloon. I got some chocolates for her. I got a nice teddy bear. I have a couple other gifts, and I'm going to make her a nice dinner.
Nice.
That's going to be my ultimate Valentine's gift.
That's
for my
so
aunt.
That's nice. 92 years old, and she's earned some stripes.
That's right. Yeah. She earned some stripes, and she deserved it. And I went over, and she's like, oh, you're going to be busy Friday? I said, yeah, with you. And I, you know, it's a net. So I had bought something for somebody else, but, you know, things happen, so now she's going to get it, and I get to spend quality time with my 90-year-old aunt, because tomorrow's not given, guaranteed, so.
Right.
I want to piggyback on what Mike said. I'm not comfortable wearing a thong either. This is not 2-on-2. What's up with
that thong? Nah, that's a thong, man.
Like 2-on-2.
Nah.
Felt like 20 years ago.
I'm sorry.
A thong?
I'm sorry.
Who thought of that?
A man thong.
I don't know, but I don't
play. Male thong?
None of
those. Man thong. Man thong.
No, ain't no male.
No,
what?
Nowhere.
A male thong?
Nah.
You never seen them?
No, with somebody, something going up between your butt, that ain't no manly thing.
Right.
It definitely ain't.
Yeah.
It ain't. But
I'd rather wear some tidy whities than a...
Believe me, you, they have them.
Yes,
no, I'd rather wear some tidy whities than a thong.
I know that's right.
Oh, come on.
I'm a woman and I don't even like them.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so...
I just want to clarify that with Mike. You know, he... Ain't no real man going to say, oh, I'd love to put on a thong for some girl. Ain't no real man.
Maybe
Dave.
It could be any kind of
occasion, huh, Mike?
I don't play that. I don't even like my girl to wipe my butt. Don't go nowhere in my butt.
No.
You got some females, they like to grind you and go that. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah. A lot of dudes don't like that. Don't touch my bun.
Huh.
And I for a dude that is comfortable with that, it's just, I don't know, it's just a little beyond me. Listen, no judgment here, because it's to each his own.
That's good.
It's whatever you like is what you like.
I'm sorry, I just ain't got to deal with it.
Hey,
certain things just don't do to a man. Things are made to exit, not enter. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I know that's right. Now you could drop a bomb on that one, Mike. Straight up exit. Kick rock. Now, pillow talk, Barry. What does pillow talk mean to you, and should it surface outside of the bedroom?
Not really, because it's pillow talk and it's intimate between you and your friend or your mate or, you know, your girlfriend, whatever. And that's really between you and her.
Right.
And everything. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, if stuff hits the fan, you know, then... Stuff comes out, you know, and you really see the true side of people, too. So, you know, it's what it is. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I said, pillow talk is what it says it is, pillow talk. This is, we're here laying in the bed having an intimate conversation. I shouldn't hear nothing from anybody.
Right.
You know, I shouldn't hear what we were discussing from nobody else. You don't understand what I'm saying? A third party is just
right.
It totally disrespected us.
Sometimes
as soon as I hear something that was discussed, that we discussed and it's our personal business, then yeah, it's like off with your head. I'm done with you.
Yeah.
You know, because that means I can't trust you.
Nope. Mm-mm.
You know?
Wow, yeah. That means you can't be trusted. You know, if you don't have trust, you don't have anything.
You got to be dismissed. Right. Got to be dismissed.
Yep. If you can't trust me, I can't trust you.
Bottom line.
I can't deal with you. I'm sorry. And trust is so hard to get and easy to destroy.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Easy,
especially if you're just beginning something, you got
to
dismiss. That's a red flag right there.
Mm-hmm.
You better know it.
Mm-hmm.
You better know it. So, you know, certain lines just shouldn't be crossed.
Yeah.
You
but
know
then
what
we
I'm saying?
We gotta remember who we're dealing with. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Right, know
yeah.
your mate, know who you dealing with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you don't see. That's why I don't like I'm against like internet dating and different things like that, because I don't. You could be anybody on the other end of that line. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, or you know what I'm saying and stuff like that. If I don't know you, then you know I just I can't rock with you.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? I just that's just not my thing. It's never been my thing. You know, meeting somebody over the internet. Like I said, I've been on a blind date before. It was a disaster, and I promised myself I'd never do it again. No hooking me up with blind dates. I was telling my cousin off. Like, are you serious? He was like, no, it wasn't like that before, but it's like that now. And it ain't happening. That's crazy. So, you know, you definitely have to be mindful of who you're dealing with, because you have so many wolves in sheep clothing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
then once things
right.
are revealed, then you see who these people really are. Then you start beating yourself down for wasting your time. Like, I was wasting my time all this time with this dude.
But,
you know what I mean?
That's why people should be honest up front, you know,
absolutely.
And let people know, like, what their real motives are.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, everybody would be a lot more peaceful, you know,
right.
and happier, you
right.
know, if the realness came out up
right.
front. You know,
right,
like, tell
right.
me what your hidden agenda is, if you have one, you know.
Go,
if I'm
go
asking this question
yep.
in advance and you're not telling me nothing, and then next thing you know, I find out something different, now I'm mad because I wasted my time.
Exactly.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Going there open-headedly from the beginning, like, listen, we just friends. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to hang out, we can hang out every now and again, but I'm going to see other people, whatever the case may be. You understand what I'm saying? But that has to be communicated in the beginning. Don't wait 4 months down the road, 5 months, 10 months, however many months down the road, and now
yeah.
decide this is what you're going to do. Because you could have told me this a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? And either I'm going to accept it or reject it. But give me that
mm-hmm.
option like you gave yourself that option. You know what I'm saying? So... That's hard right there. Because then now you're looking at people sideways like, oh, really? This the type of person you are? Oh, no thank you.
Right.
And K-I-M, keep it moving. Shoot. I'm not talking to you, Kim.
K-I-M, but K-I-M spells Kim. What? No.
Yes. Keep it moving. You feel me? So. So again, that's why I don't date from on the internet or online and all.
Okay,
so I mean, you have some people that actually married and stuff like that. They have very good connections, but
all right. So what? So
what do you guys?
Don't be doing that.
Just got a little grades, you know what I mean? I'm having
like
a business, but I was talking about the internet. Don't do that internet thing. I'm trying to tell you.
What's
your name, Mike? Yeah.
Can I tell you a story off the internet? Let me tell you a story. I heard somebody say internet, right?
This
is a while ago, right? I'm on the internet doing a dating thing. Boom, 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 boom. See a little shorty, right? I'm like, okay, shorty, look nice. You know, boom, boom. She was from Jersey.
You're so hype.
I see the picture. I'm like, oh, okay. So we're talking on the phone. She said, you're coming down. She was like, yeah, I'm coming down. You know, drove down, right? I'm like, okay. She's like, you know, I got a friend with me, such and such, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, cool. Told my cousin. Make a long story short, right? I said, yo, two girls is coming, boom, a friend want to stay. You got one. So my cousin was like, all right, let's, you know, boom. Man, we went upstairs, and I seen this, when I say big, two big girls walking down the block. I said, what the hell? My cousin ran back in the house. What she did was she had her own picture up there, and I'm like, yo, she can't, you know how somebody's so heavy, the crazy joint is, you know how somebody's so heavy, they, when they walk, they feet lean to the side.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yo.
That sounds like my
funny. I tried to be nice, you know, like, you know, nice, whatever. She tried to spend a night. I'm like, nah, you can't stay. You know, I got something.
Okay, Friday.
You know,
okay, Friday. Don't ever,
you know,
Ella. Come around here again.
The funny thing is, walk her down to the car, right? I don't know whether it's, I don't think it's a disease. I don't know. Maybe I could answer this question. Because for this day, I don't even know about it. She kissed me.
Oh.
And when she kissed me, I ran upstairs. Going up. And my cousin, I said, yo, she kissed me. So it was like a disgusting feeling. Not only did you lie, it was like, oh man, it was a terrible thing. I never dealt with the internet again. Don't deal with that internet thing. It ain't nothing.
Yes. Nope, I'm good. Because I'm like you.
Serious?
Listen,
and
I'm like you. That day I pulled up to that blind date, when he know what I look like. He know what I look like, but I knew what he looked like. I was like, you got to send me a picture. So the picture, like you said, the picture he sent, he was dressed real nice. You know what I'm saying? Had a, you know, himself was clean and everything. I pulled up, he looked like he had on his clothes for a week, had a do-rag on, hair nappy with a hole in it. I was like, oh, man, you set tripping. It ain't I kept it right. I kept riding past him.
Oh, no.
I kept it moving. I said, ain't no, I told my cousin, don't you ever do no crap like that again.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Would you guys do background checks on someone that you just date, a potential date? You know, a potential mate? Would you do a background check on them?
Nah, I don't do no background check.
Nowadays, you might have to.
Nah, really? You know what? That draws a conflict. Because if you do a background check on someone, let's say you do a background check on somebody,
you already
and there's
don't
nothing
trust
wrong with them, and they find out, and you start, you know, you like them, and they find out you're doing a background check, but you're trying to find out. I told you everything.
Right.
Trust my
it's
word.
It's like you already don't trust them. That's true.
I could understand if we're going, you know, further along in the relationship and it seems like maybe, no, forget that. No, there should be no background checking.
I was going to say,
that's crazy. That's crazy. I'm sorry.
Nah, because you know what it is? You should be able to ask them any question and they should be able to honestly answer it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you do ask this question and you find out that the answer wasn't truthful, if you found out something different, then you go on, either you're going to go and search or you're going to leave them alone. You understand?
I'm going to leave them alone before I even, I'm going to pay attention to that. In my experience, I'm just going to pay attention to that red flag and turn my back and walk the other way before I have to go through a background check on anybody. If I feel that I don't trust, something's wrong, I'm turning my back. I'm not even going to waste my time going on the computer or whatever doing a background check. I have lost my mind if I'm going to do a background check on somebody. I'm not the popo.
Girl, now it's like again. If I got to do a background check, it already means I don't trust you.
And if there's something wrong,
it will be revealed to you. Believe it.
And in my experience with my past relationships, I can't trust anybody. So if that's the case, then I'm going to have to do a background check on everybody. So
you must have a thick book in your house so you can search. Oh my goodness, you crazy, Rachel. Listen, I'm sure everybody has a story to tell. I don't know if there's any high school sweethearts on the line, but everybody on here was somebody else's ex. You understand what I'm saying? For whatever that's worth. You understand? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, maybe the person that you were with is just, y'all not good for each other. Even you could love them to death, but we may not be good for each other. So now you move on. You understand? So, wherever I was going with that point.
Would you be friends with that?
I was
trying to do a million things at one time. I apologize for that one.
I was like, huh?
Wow.
Let's say you find out your spouse is still friends with their ex and still got pictures. What would you do with that? Do you think it would be a problem? Or would you trust that spouse even though the fact of, you know, stop
in
me.
In my experience, no trust. He should not be friends with none of his exes, and no, that's, no, sorry.
Wait, what was the question again?
No, wait, you don't think?
What, huh? What if your mate has pictures of his ex and is still in contact with his ex?
Pictures of the ex?
Well, he can go and be with the exes then and leave me alone. I can move on. No, no trust there, no. Bad experience.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's healthy for the present relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, what happens if your mate tells you that even though that person is an ex, they knew that person before you, and they're not going to stop being friends with them? Then what?
I agree.
Oh, I mean, there are exes that have platonic relationships.
Yeah, yo, but that's you can't tell nobody that's an ex and they're going to be friends even though.
No, not the type of exes that my exes have dated. No, they're not the type that could be platonic friends.
They boogers.
They boogers.
Now you done changed the game, because again, it, like you said, it depends on the person. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It depends on the person, because again, I'm like best friends with my ex.
Uh-huh.
Not my recent ex. My ex, uh-huh. we went out a long time ago. You understand what I'm saying? We were young, so we still remain friends through everything. You know what I'm saying?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing else. There's nothing else to it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think it's nothing wrong with it as long as the ex doesn't still
want to
be with you.
Doesn't pursue any kind of advances. Right.
I think the problem that, like, I've had, like, say, in my life, in my experience, is there's always, you know, the ex that preys on that weak moment of, okay, let me see if I can slide in. So pretty much you and my friend all this time, and then now I'm down and out. Now you want to slide in.
Slide in the home?
Yeah.
Look,
he slide in. He
wasn't
a little nigga.
That's a good one.
He said slide in.
Because look, obviously there's a reason why the person is an ex to begin with, okay?
Absolutely.
There's a reason why. Even if you slide in for the moment, I'm not keeping you.
Yeah.
but you're making that brother bar. Like, okay, I slide in this time. Next time, I can slide in. Let me bring you some slow jams. Let me slide in on the loop. You know?
Well, look, slide in on a slow jam, better slide out on a fast jam.
Yeah, listen, because again, even though that's your ex, there's probably still something about them that you like. You understand what I'm saying?
Nah, if it's an ex, it is an ex.
That doesn't mean there's something about them that you, it's something that you let them slide in.
There'll
be something in there that you let him slide in. Come on now. You might only want him for sexual purposes or whatever. And listen, I like your sex, but I don't like you. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely true.
For real, it could be something about the ex that you like, but there's a lot of things that you don't like, which prevents y'all from being together. Just because you love a person doesn't mean y'all need to be together. Period.
That's right. Right.
I agree with that.
So.
How about if your ex was holding on to pictures? I mean, how about if your mate was holding on to pictures of the ex?
Mm.
Well, how would you feel about that?
That's like a stalking moment. Like a voodoo moment or something.
Why would they be holding on to pictures of the exes, you know, and they're in a new relationship with you?
See, in my experience.
In my experience,
aka Rachel. In my experience, you know, it's more like a souvenir, you know, to me.
They might not get along now, but at one point they did. You understand what I'm saying?
The guys that's on the phone right now. Back in the day, you know, when y'all was living life, okay, I'm just saying, when y'all was living life and playing the field and stuff like that,
yep.
And people sent y'all pictures, you mean to tell me when you and that person broke up, you destroyed the pictures?
No.
Okay. See?
I keep them like a goddamn family heirloom. Well,
she said, "It's just a souvenir."
No,
it's a souvenir.
Always got pictures of their exes in a box or something.
Not at that moment, but when you start going through stuff and you start looking, you'd be like, "Oh, this motherfucker!" You'd be like, "This thinking," and you take the picture, you rip it up, and you throw it away. You understand? You don't keep it. Be like, "All right, well, let me just keep this in this box."
That's if y'all ended on a bad note. You know, when you look at the picture, you rip it up.
And that's just that's how you feeling at that time.
Right. If it's
so angry, you let the emotion take over. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If it's
could have broke up on a different circuit.
You know what? You let me catch mine with a couple of extra hot in the garage.
What you going to do? Bust a head to the white meat?
I'm explaining the situation real nice. I'm going to be like, you know what? Since you got these pictures back here in this garage with homeboy, you're sleeping with them in the garage with homeboy.
You talking about putting out in the cold. Let me find out. Find out, like, you know, way too much.
You got some people that they mind, just speaking in general, you got some people that they mind ain't right. And when they see stuff like that, they think, okay, well, if we doing something, are you still thinking about this person?
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Because their minds ain't right. And they sit there and they think, they be like,
oh, yeah, the first thought is negative anyway. The first thought is always negative when it comes to stuff like
yeah.
that. It's always a negative thought first.
And the females, when you're sleeping, you want to see at the dude and grilling his brain. You still see what you thinking about him when you was hugging, thinking about her when you was hugging me. You know?
You know that. That is so funny.
My God, he's just taking it there. Wow.
He's so crazy. He's just sitting there. He's just staring and just looking through what you was doing, who you was talking to. And, you know, it's all this stuff.
Can I say something?
Like that. So good. Okay.
Sweet Daddy wanted to say something about. He's right beside me.
Well, right. Sweet Daddy. You want to bring up some dude named Sweet Daddy?
Hey, he's not coming.
Hold up, yeah.
Sweet Daddy said that it's all right for a man to have a picture, but it's not all right for a girl to have an open picture.
Why?
Well, you know what? Tell Sweet Daddy he better put some more shit.
Wait a minute. Why? That sounds very chauvinistic.
Oh, Sweet Daddy's chauvinistic.
I'm sorry, homeboy. If you next to Sweet Daddy, tell Sweet Daddy he better chuck him down with some sweet chicks, because that ain't right.
I know that's right.
Yo, Sweet Daddy, you said cool out. Okay. He said all right, man.
I keep it real in the fail, you know? I keep it real in the fail, but...
He said it's okay for a man to have it, but not women. Why?
Yeah. Yeah,
because a woman should... Bend down to a man and accept what he says. This is a man's world.
You know what? I'm going to say one thing to that. And see, that's why you said your name was Barry initially, and now you Sweet Daddy, because you come with some nonsense right about that.
Oh, my God. That's definitely nonsense. Bowing down to nobody.
Please. Oh, God, I can't.
Bowing down and catering. Bottom line.
Oh, you must be a single man.
Yeah. Let me
see, Daddy is, yeah.
You know, why he's so sweet daddy is.
No wonder I drink daddy as a single man. Cause if I'll be damned if I'm going to call a dude sweet daddy. This ain't good time.
He said this ain't good times. Oh my God, you talk about bowing down. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That's crazy. And I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, that's back in the Color Purple days,
ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, back in slavery days.
Look, and you do remember when Stevie was about to shave Mister, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you do right by me.
Can I ask you something? What would you do if you walk in the spot and found your fiance with their friends and not with their ring on their finger?
Wow.
Now you gotta find out. Maybe she's lost him or he's lost
him. The reason I asked the female, because I heard y'all say earlier, you don't have no problem with getting a man a ring.
Right.
Now remember, you got a man a ring.
Well, you just gotta ask the question. Ask the question, like, is there a problem? Did something
nope.
happen to your ring?
No, I'll ask her for my ring back.
Ain't
I want my ring back.
No questions, woman.
I want my ring back. I want my ring back, and when you feel like you're worthy to wear it, then you can get it back.
You're worthy to wear it? Oh, hell no. Ain't no feeling like you're worthy to wear it.
I
never took it off.
I agree with what you said, Mike. What you talk about? I said I want my ring back.
No, but you said, but you said you would give it back to them and ask until they're worthy to wear it. No,
When they're worthy. When they're worthy.
Nah, there's
when
no
they're
when
worthy.
You're worthy. Because to me, if you take the ring off, you never really wanted it from the get-go.
I don't think it should ever come off. I mean, to wash it, you clean it, yeah.
The ring is a symbol of your love for each other. You understand?
Oh,
so in other words, if you take it off at a party, who you're loving somebody else, you ain't loving me because you took it off your finger.
Oh,
that
yeah.
ain't real love.
Nope. And now they're dealing with that technology.
That's right. No.
No, thank you. You can give me the ring back. You don't want to wear it, no way. You might as well go on
the ring. Roundful dismissal.
Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake.
Anime Bullock. Y'all didn't know that was a real name. Oh, my goodness.
Things just ain't right.
That ain't cool.
So, Mike, is that grounds for breaking off the engagement and you're leaving her then? Is that what that's grounds for?
Yeah. So what the hell the ring going off?
Right, but if you just, okay, the ring was off, and then are you leaving her because the ring was off?
And you up there dancing, and your ring is going, what the hell? It ain't like you in the house washing your hair. You had a party with a bunch of people.
Would you feel better if she was dancing with the ring on?
That's so good. See, that's the difference. See, because you got that ring going. I'm not saying it means anything to anybody. People still going to talk. But you're still showing your symbol of love for me while you got that ring on. Now, if you got it off and you at a party, that's saying, I'm like, wow, okay, I'm taking this ring off.
I got to hide him for a minute. No.
Exactly. You want to mingle for a while. You want to get your groove on, such and such. You know what I mean? That's why men
should have engagement rings.
I think they should too. I think it's just I think it's just a little fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that a man wear an engagement ring as well as a woman. Mm-hmm. And I don't see why not.
That's just like
when you get married, you both wear wedding bands, right?
Mm-hmm. Well.
I mean, it's not mandatory, but that's just like the traditional thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why can't a man wear an engagement ring too?
In the vows, do they still have obey in there?
No.
Nah, but they need to put it back.
A woman should obey a man, 1,000%.
There you go.
I was watching the Jeffersons the other day.
A woman should obey a man to do what?
Shave him like Sealy was about to do on the
show. Makes it a shame, mister. Y'all crazy. Oh, my God. I'm stuck on stupid on this one, Barry. I would really like for you to elaborate because I'm stuck on stupid.
That was Sweet Daddy. That wasn't Barry. That's not
Barry. Well, have Sweet Daddy elaborate because
Sweet Daddy still got his Jerry curl in his S curl.
Tell I'm gonna get you sucker that day is over.
And he got that Jerry curl. He better get some curl spray to go up in there.
Yeah,
better do something. Put a cap on and do something. Do whatever he gonna do to get his mind right.
Lord. Well, we all want to be down. Time
what
is not waiting for us,
to America.
Time is up. The essence. Run it down, okay. Miss Diva.
All right, ladies and germs, we have. To the closing of our show, we had a wonderful show tonight. I would like to thank all our callers and listeners. And at this time, we give everybody a chance to give their final thoughts on tonight's topics. And being that Valentine's week, if y'all want to give a shout out to whoever, feel free to do so. And who is our first caller tonight? Was it Mike? Was Mike off? No, Gilda. Gilda was our first caller tonight. I don't know if she's still in the building, but Gilda, are you there? She might have disconnected. Okay, thank you, Gilda, for calling in. Now we're going to go to Mike. Do you have any final thoughts on tonight's topic, Mike? Everybody's done left the building. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Well,
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here. Get it right, Mike.
You know, you gave us havoc about not giving you the hand clap and all that. Like, you got a hand clap and a bomb, and then you left us stranded for a minute. Right.
Nah.
Right.
I just want to
But
say
anyway, we're down to the ending of our show. We're going to give you a chance to give your final thoughts on tonight's topic and shout out to whoever you want to balance.
Tonight's topic was real good. You know, I appreciate the show. I don't know about my man with Sweet Daddy and all that, but I enjoyed the conversation. Homeboy, if you got somebody named Sweet Daddy next to you, get him out your house.
Oh, you got to get out of your dismissed, right. Man.
Now I got to say nothing to my baby if she listening. You know what? We going to run around the house butt naked. So like Kevin Hart said, get like Regina Hall. It's
baby,
hard.
Baby.
It's hard. It's
hard. Fucking naked.
Uh-oh.
He going to pull that Bernie Mac on you. If you listening to him, sweetie, he going to pull that Bernie Mac on you.
Oh, my
God. Let me find out.
No thongs.
No. He already disclosed that. He already said no
thongs, man.
Okay.
And y'all, I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. Y'all have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for calling. We're going to go to the lady, Kim.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my final thought is it was a great show, ladies, like always. I truly enjoy hanging out with you guys. T, we miss you. But I see you typing, girl. You a fool, let me tell you. Oh, my God. Girl, she is a fool with these comments. It's crazy. But, you know, truly miss you. You know, very hilarious. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody and, you know, to my special, you know, person, love you dearly. And, you know, I can have the bow, but you cannot put on no thongs for me, boo. I'm just saying.
She said she wants the Timberlands and the bow tie.
Yeah, not the thong.
No stripper thongs.
Mm-mm. I can't do that one.
I struck some chords with that one, didn't I? All right, Barry, we're going to give you a chance to give you a final thought for tonight.
Okay. Like I said, again, I just want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. And everybody should just really love each other and forgive each other. And a big shout-out to T. I hope you feel better. And God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Okay, okay. So that leaves me and Diva Rachel.
Okay.
You want to go first or you want me to go?
I sure will. Yes, okay. First and foremost, as always, I got to give it to the man. I got to give it to God. If there was no God, there would be no us, no GQ Palace. I want to give give a shout-out to our CEO and our exec. We love y'all. And
yes.
our GQ Palace family and all the other hosts. And all tonight's callers, I'd like to thank Gilda, Mike, Kim, Barry, Sweet Daddy. And Tina, we love you. We see you in the forum. We know you're there.
Yes,
we love you.
Yes, T. You'll be back soon.
She sure will, my fellow divas.
She's saying la, 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 la.
Oh, yep. And I'd like to say to everyone who's listening, happy Valentine's Day and enjoy. And I'm going to pass the mic to my fellow diva, Miss Angie.
Must be Angie on the mic.
No.
Ladies night, y'all already know. Again, in a nutshell, like Rachel said, we're going to thank the man above for making it all possible. And he is love, so, you know, this is how we express things, you know.
Yes.
Thank all our callers and our listeners. Next time our internet users call at number 646-200-3838. Press the 1 and get on live and kick it with these divas over here. We have a good time over here at GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace does big things. They have shows for all walks of life. On Sunday night, you have Spiritual Sunday with Lavina. Polite as the host from 7 to 9, followed by Crossroad Temple with Scribby, Timothy Hunter. On Monday night, we have Unsigned Artist Radio, where they play all kinds of music from unsigned artists. And your host, we have different hosts that night, but Rich Money, we have the mayor, we have a few people that do Unsigned Artist Radio. And that show is followed by Deanne Lane from 9 to 11 with Love, Life, and Loyalty on Monday nights. On Tuesday nights, it's GQ Palace Sports Radio. Let me tell you, I got to have it together. Have your sports together when you're kicking it with the mayor from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays on the sports tip. He gets it in. On Wednesdays, you have us, the Diva Squad. Woo! From 7 to 9 over here on Wednesday nights is Diva Wednesdays here at GQ Palace Radio. And on Thursdays there's Love and Relationships, I think. Pardon me if I'm saying the topic's wrong, the name of the show's wrong, but with Tiffany and KL Belvin on Thursday nights from 8 to 10. And on Fridays, we have General Questions with our very own Rich Money from 6 to 9. And on Fridays, we do big things on Fridays because he has different artists on there also that come in. He displays their music, and he also speaks with the artists. And people can call in and actually kick in and ask the artists questions and different things like that. You have a chance to interact with them.
Right, Friday's Love and Entertainment.
Love
right.
and Entertainment on Fridays, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Listen, because I'm doing this off the top of my head. I don't have any criteria in front of me, so.
Right, in reality and relationship.
Reality and Relationships on Thursday with Tiffany and KL Belvin. Shout out to
you
the Belvin. Expecting their bundle of joy. Again, shout out to all our hosts. And everything, listeners here at GQ Palace Radio, we'd like to say happy Valentine's Day. Love is love, you know, and do something that doesn't cost a dime. So, on that note, we're going to chuck up them deuces.
Okay.
And B-A-C. Yeah.
It is I, Cobra Kai, aka the ugly one, and I am so ugly. Ew.
CEO in the hood at the table / Prozac Music / Community Records, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, when I'm not spitting that mean 16 in the booth, man, I'm listening to GQ Palace, man, with the Diva Squad, man, saying?
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, 7 until the Fat Lady sings.
Go.
You
know that.
What up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man 8. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday, talking about I love him. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterface.
The Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.